I had been in a few precarious positions in my life as a geneticist who worked out in the field, but lying underneath a female wolf shifter while she pinned me to the ground and her claws wrapped around my throat was a new one. I was friends with the Starlight Pack and worked with them on multiple projects. They trusted me with some of their most tangled secrets so that I could help them. I also knew Riaz decently well. We were drinking buddies. He liked me. At least, that's what I assumed. I had never met this particular wolf before, and the way that she growled at me, her eyes glowing gold while her claws pricked at my skin, I had a feeling that she probably never wanted to see me again. This was going well. The first time I saw a pretty woman in how long and she wants to kill me? And then I remembered the blood on my hands, on my chest, and froze. Because that wasn't my blood, and now I could remember exactly why I was here. I cleared my throat. I was on the trail of someone else. Something else. I found this man here when I did. I thought I could save him, but somebody had already torn out his chest. I swallowed hard, and the woman above me, with dark hair and bright eyes, looked at me and tilted her head. It was such a wolf-like gesture, it surprised me. "Jason?" Rio asked from beside the woman above me, and I relaxed marginally. Only marginally. After all, the woman above me still hadn't let go of my neck.
"You know him, then?"
she asked, her voice cold. "I do. It took me a minute to scent him because of the blood." He let out a curse. "Jason, tell me you didn't do this." I stiffened, afraid even the idea of doing it would send this wolf on top of me over the edge. Guilt crept in at that, since it wasn't only my life on the line. No, that man had died, and I hadn't been able to save him.
Who the hell was this man, and why couldn't I focus? I let out a breath and told myself that this wasn't the time. I was here to find Spencer. And now I needed to find out what had happened to him and who had done this to him. I didn't have another choice, nor did I want one. I needed answers, and so did Spencer's family. So did my pack. Jason looked at me before he pushed his hair back from his face and frowned.
"I'm sorry."
I tilted my head, staring at him, my wolf prowling, wanting more. Wanting anything. Who was this man? And why was he doing this to me? Sorry for what?
For holding you like that. You don't even know me.
I shook my head. No, we don't know each other, but my wolf needed it. We're tactile. Thank you. I just can't believe this is how I found him. He looked at me then, swallowed hard once more.
"I'm sorry. About your friend. About everything. It shouldn't have happened this way. I need to know everything I can of how you think he got down here and what you think he was doing down here."
"I don't know. He was supposed to be in Philly and then he wasn't. So I want to know what happened and why he came down here in the first place."
"Maybe the family? Do you think he turned rogue?"
I sighed. "That's my problem. We're not going to be able to tell unless you do the autopsy."
"We'll get that done."
"A genetics lab will get that done?" I asked.
"It's part of the same company that works with the packs. We have our own rules, and we'll treat him with respect."
"We'll see about that." I narrowed my eyes. I won't have him be disrespected.
"Understandable. I wouldn't want you to. But if he didn't turn rogue, then he came here for help.
Or someone chased him down here."
"Maybe. Are you going to stay and find out?"
he asked, an odd catch in his tone. I nodded. "Yes. I need to find out what happened to my packmate